Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
You're listening to Caregiver Crossing, and joining us this morning in studio, we've got Dana Cummings. Dana, good morning.
Good morning.
Dana is the Regional Rehabilitation Manager at American Senior Communities.
Yes.
This sounds like a really big job.
Yeah, it does sound. It's a big title, right?
It is a big title. I know I had to like think it through.
Right.
Well, first of all, how long have you been with American Senior Communities?
I'm closing in on close to 10 years at American Senior Communities.
Really? So. What? You know, I love ASC. We're such big fans from the show's perspective because they do sponsor and believe in what we're doing here for caregivers every week. I will tell you, the people that I run across with American Senior Communities are special.
Yeah, I agree. It's such a wonderful company. You know, we truly, truly approach things, I think, differently than a lot of long-term care. You know, it's been such a wonderful experience for me in the 10 years I've been there.
And there are other great long-term care, you know, facilities out there too.
Absolutely.
I'm certainly not suggesting
Absolutely.
That ASC is the only option,
no,
but
no.
I've just never had a bad experience. And having folks in on the show every Saturday and the people that I've been blessed through my work at Joy's House Adult Day Service to work with for the last 15 years, you guys have something really incredible going there.
Absolutely.
So before I know we want to talk about some dementia staging that you have going, but before we get into that, what is it that keeps you there? Because a decade at the same place is, you know, that's a long time.
You know, I have...
I'm not trying to push you out.
No. What keeps me there is the people that work there, the people that I have come in contact with are truly special people. And I feel that our mission there, everyone is really on the same page.
Yeah.
And it's the heart of taking care of the residents that live there.
Well, I think that says a lot. You've got a lot of employees to keep on the same page.
Absolutely.
So you're actually with not a specific facility, but you're with American Senior Communities overall.
Correct.
And you have done something really special with this dementia staging program.
Yeah. We have started the program of being able to train all of our speech and occupational therapists on a way of approaching our residents with dementia. And we are able to go in and kind of pinpoint exactly what stage they are falling in the dementia process.
Did you guys come up with this program?
We did not. We're actually using a couple of standardized tests. One is called the Global Deterioration Scale, and the other, which we're really encompassing currently, is called the Allen's Cognitive Disabilities Theory. And so it basically looks at, you know, where that person is falling on the continuum. And once we've done all our assessments, we are able to really pinpoint what functional abilities that person still has so that we can develop a care plan around that.
So is this is not specific to Alzheimer's disease. This
Absolutely
is a dementia
not.
Program.
It is a dementia program. It is a cognitive functioning program.
I don't want to get too far off the beaten path here,
sure.
But you know, when you say that, there are so many different directions to go. I can imagine this is a very complicated program. I know for us at Joy's House, we have a lot of folks who are experiencing dementia, most Alzheimer's, but we have some of the FTDs, the frontal temporal dementia,
right.
Folks that are living with FTDs.
Sure.
And I mean, I can imagine there's been a lot of thought that's had to go into this program.
Definitely. And every person's
different, right?
Absolutely. Everyone's different. And when we are, you know, working with a resident, when we're trying to assess kind of where they're falling on that continuum, we're spending a lot of time with that resident. It's not a half an hour, you know, test that we're pinpointing and saying, okay, this is where they're at. I mean, we spend quite a large amount of time getting to know that person, getting to know their history, working with their families to try to figure out, you know, where is their function at? And then we're able to correlate that when we're talking to our staff, when we're talking to our CNAs and our nurses and the families, we're able to kind of correlate it to a developmental age, which is helpful.
It is helpful. And so you do this for every single resident?
Yeah. Yes. If someone has a dementia diagnosis and they're new to our facility, we want to figure out where they're falling. So we will do that for those residents. And then, you know, we want to stay with them through their process. So if they're having a decline, which, you know,
it happens.
Yeah. It's a progressive disease. So if they're having a decline, we are going to go in and kind of reassess. what their level is, and we're able to modify their environment so that they are making the most quality of life that we can give them.
I think that's great. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Dana Cummings, who is the Regional Rehabilitation Manager at American Senior Communities. I knew I was going to stumble at some point. And we're talking about their dementia staging program. And so I hear you, Dana, saying that there are kind of two sides of this program that you've developed at ASC, and that is for the residents that come to stay with you on a regular basis in their days, but it's also for your staff.
Yes. So, you know, first steps are getting the therapist trained on how to assess and how to develop the stage. Then once the therapists have a good understanding and are able to make those decisions on pinpointing a level, it's all about the education process and educating our CNAs and educating our nurses. And really, instead, we like to say, instead of doing for the resident, doing with the resident. So making sure that those abilities that they still have, we're really encompassing those abilities so that we're not doing for, but doing with.
Right, so they thrive as much as they can.
Correct.
And there is a sense of independence and purpose, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what I love that you're saying is that you do this for everyone on staff, because whether it is your, you know, executive director who's overseeing operations, or it is the, you know, the man who is taking care of the floors at night, everybody has to know how to work with and around and for your residents living with dementia.
That's right. It's all about the communication process and knowing where someone is functioning so that you can communicate properly with that person.
Are you guys ever going to take this to the greater public?
Well, you know,
no, I mean, no pressure.
The funny thing is this basic theory has existed since the 1960s. So,
well, somebody needs to be doing more with
it. It's just getting those messages out there and having people encompass it. It's such a wonderful, wonderful theory and process.
Well, because here's what I hear, you know, I have caregivers that come to me and say, I just can't, my husband and I cannot go out to eat anymore. And it's not because we don't want to or we don't enjoy it. It's because when we go out, it takes him 3 minutes to order.
Right.
And he's very confused. And sometimes he might seem a little short or maybe even a little rude to the server. And then the server gets upset.
Yeah.
And so what we did years ago, and we still have some, if anyone wants them, you can email me at tina@caregivercrossing.org. They're little business cards. And on the flip side, it says something to the effect of, please have patience with us.
Yeah.
My loved one is living with blank. And you can fill it in. So if my husband has, you know, Parkinson's and he's shaky, he doesn't need to be embarrassed by that.
No.
We want to go to dinner.
And I think that brings up a great point. And that's why it's so helpful to kind of put it in a developmental age, because if someone is taking longer to process, you know, they might be at the developmental age of a four-year-old.
Right.
You wouldn't get angry at a four-year-old for taking a little bit longer to order.
But the special training is you have to understand that, but also treat them with the respect that they deserve as an adult, right?
Yes.
Dana,
yes.
Tell us how people can get in touch with you if they want to learn more about ASC or about the Dementia Staging Program.
You can reach us on our website at ascseniorcare.com.
And senior is spelled out.
Yes.
ASCseniorcare.com.
All in word.
Okay.
That's correct. You can also reach us, you know, through email. You can reach me at danacummings@americanseniorcommunities.com. You can also reach us through our home office. It's 788-2500.
788-2500. Well, Dana Cummings, I'm so glad you were with us this morning. I feel like we could talk so much more about this program.
Yeah.
And no pressure to you, but I really think you need to take this to the greater world and educate caregivers and, you know, those of us who are serving in the community. It's just great. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You are listening to Caregiver Crossing. We're so glad you're here every Saturday for caregivers. You can find us right here on 93 WIBC.